Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, and welcome to Odyssey, a place where great adventures and new discoveries happen. But why take my word for it? You can see for yourself when you join us for today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Donna?
Ah, Dad, don't come in!
Wow, that's some dress.
It's very modern.
Isn't that a little skimpy?
This is the dress I'm wearing tonight.
Wrong.
It all started one Friday evening at home when I walked into the kitchen and...
Wait a minute, Tad. It didn't start in the kitchen.
It didn't? Now, Donna, I distinctly remember...
It started when you walked into my room, remember? I had the stereo on and didn't hear you when you knocked, so you walked in.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay. Well, it all started one Friday evening at home when I couldn't get Donna's attention because she had her stereo on in her bedroom.
Right. So you walked in.
Who's telling this story?
We both are.
Oh. Well, so I got tired of knocking and opened the door.
Donna? Donna?
Ah, Dad, don't come in!
What's wrong? I just wanted to...
Go away, please. I don't want you to see me.
I just wanted...
Dad, I'll talk to you in a minute. Downstairs.
All right already. Downstairs. Boy.
See? That's how it started.
Yeah, I opened the door and suddenly learned that everything had changed in our house.
You learned, we learned.
We learned. After the encounter with Donna upstairs, I went downstairs to the living room where my wife Mary was reading a book.
Watching TV.
Reading a book. Will you let me tell this story?
Sorry.
George, what was all the shouting about upstairs?
You tell me. I can't figure out what's going on around here.
What do you mean?
Well, I walked into Donna's room and nearly got my head bit off.
What was she doing?
Getting dressed.
Oh, that's it.
What is?
Well... She's growing up, George. You have to be sensitive to that.
Yeah, but I mean she had a slip on, honey.
Well, still, she's at that age where she's a little bit shy, you know.
Yeah, I know now.
And she's a little tense about the youth banquet at the school tonight. She even bought a new dress for it. Mm. I'll bet that's it. She wanted to surprise you with her new dress.
Yeah, maybe so. So you're driving her to the banquet, right?
Uh-huh. If you don't mind picking her up. She'll call when it's over.
Ta-da! Well, what do you think?
Donna?
You don't like it?
Oh, it's lovely, darling. George.
Well, you look wonderful, Donna, but aren't you going to get dressed?
Get dressed? I am dressed.
That slip is your dress?
It's not a slip. This is the dress I'm wearing tonight.
Wrong. That looks like a slip to me. Doesn't it look like a slip to you, Mary?
Well,
it's the latest fashion, Dad. All the girls dress like this now.
Well, not my girl.
But, Dad...
I don't get it. Why did you scream at me upstairs? That's what you had on.
I didn't finish doing my hair. I wanted you to see the whole outfit.
Well, I'd like to see the whole outfit too, Donna. I mean, I see you, but not the outfit. Mary, help me here.
It is how the girls dress now.
Thanks, Mary. But look, I can't let you go in that dress.
But I bought it special for tonight. Mom!
That's right, George. Oh, it's not really that bad.
Donna, it's immodest. Look, trust me on this. As a man, if not your father, you're going to turn a lot of heads in that dress.
Good.
But for all the wrong reasons. It's just too tight and flimsy for public display. The boys will fall all over themselves. And frankly, as your father, I don't like the idea. Now go change.
I can't change. I don't have anything else to wear. Mom!
George, she really doesn't.
There must be something you can do or stay at home. I don't know, but I won't have you seen in that dress. Do you understand?
But, Dad...
Donna, didn't this outfit come with a jacket?
Yeah, but...
Well, Just wear your jacket over it and don't take it off.
I can't do that. Why did I bother to buy a new dress if I'm going to cover it up with a jacket?
But the jacket matches it. Why did you buy the jacket if you didn't plan to wear it?
I would, but the outfit looks better without it.
I know, but we have to trust your father about this.
Thank you.
You can wear the jacket or change the dress. It's up to you.
I'll wear the jacket over the dress, but I don't know what the crisis is. Everybody dresses like this. They think you're weird if you don't.
We'll talk about that later.
Oh, let's just get through tonight, okay? Now you better hurry or you'll be late.
So Donna went to the banquet in her jacket, and then?
It was hot and stuffy. I was miffed because I had to cover up my new dress. Then Jack Davis came up and asked me why I had my jacket on.
And you told him because your loving and concerned father thought it was in your best interest, right?
Something like that. How could my own dad be so out of touch? It's a beautiful dress. It's the best dress I've ever owned, and he's making me cover it up.
Your dad's pretty good about
it. And I'm probably ruining it with sweat. I'm burning up.
Drink some more ice water.
It's ridiculous. I'm tempted to just take my jacket off anyway.
What if your parents find out?
The way I'm feeling right now, I don't care.
Would you like me to get you a Coke? Maybe that'll help you too.
It's not fair. Look at that dress Debbie's wearing. You think mine's any worse than hers?
I wouldn't know. Her dress is kind of...
And Rachel, and Shannon, and Emily. I might just go ahead and take this jacket off. I think I will.
Maybe I should ask them to turn up the air conditioning.
My dad's being unreasonable, and it's crazy for me to sit here and sweat like this. I'm taking my jacket off. It's a nice dress, and people should see it. It's not like it's any worse than what everybody else wears. Dad needs to get out more. There. Well, what do you think?
Wow. That's some dress. Hey, don't be rude. Don't mind him. He's an animal. Well, would you like that Coke now?
Yeah, it's still kind of hot in here.
No kidding.
For the rest of the banquet, people came up and told me how much they liked my dress, especially boys. Jack stayed nearby, which I thought was kind of cute. If we weren't friends for such a long time, I would have thought that he liked me, but I didn't think about it then. I was too busy feeling good because of my dress.
Meanwhile, I sat at home wondering whether I did the right thing or not. Was I too hard on Donna about the dress? Or maybe I wasn't hard enough. Maybe I shouldn't have let her go out to the banquet even with the jacket on. Either way, I knew I had to talk to her that night, so I sat there waiting for the call for me to pick her up. But the call didn't come.
That's because the line was busy for ages. Finally, Jack, who was driving by then, offered to take me home. It was on his way.
Donna?
Oh, hi, Dad.
Where have you been? I thought you were going to call.
I'm sorry. Jack dropped me off.
Jack?
Jack Davis. You know him.
He's driving now?
For months. He was at the banquet, and so he gave me a lift.
Well, you should have called.
I tried to, but the line was busy.
Oh, Jimmy.
I guess. Well, I'm sorry.
So, how was it?
It was fun. Good night, Dad.
Wait a minute.
What's wrong?
Well, I thought maybe we could talk about what happened earlier.
That's okay. We don't need to.
Yes, we do. See, what you and a lot of girls don't understand is that... Well, the reason I didn't want you to wear that dress is because... I'm a man, and I know how men or boys think, and... Well, a dress like that makes them look in the wrong places and think the wrong things. It's not your fault, honey, but you have to be aware of that. That's why your mother and I tried to teach you to dress modestly. Does that make any sense?
Sure, Dad. No sweat. No problem.
Good.
Well, I guess I'll go to bed now. I'm pretty tired.
Donna?
Yeah?
I need you to be patient with me. You and Jimmy are both growing up so fast, it's taking some time to get used to.
Okay, Dad. Good night.
Good night, sweetheart.
I didn't tell Dad that I took my jacket off at the banquet. It didn't seem to matter then.
And you didn't want to get in trouble.
Well, yeah. But I also figured it was a one-time thing. You know, life would go on like it always did. But it didn't. At school on Monday, Shannon came up to me in the cafeteria.
Hey, Donna, how are you doing?
Okay, just trying to get the last of this math homework done before class.
Yeah, I guess you had a pretty busy weekend, especially after the banquet. That was some kind of dress you had on. Pretty hot stuff. Brad, my boyfriend, couldn't keep his eyes off you all night.
It was just a dress.
Just a dress, sure. But I have to find out where you got it so I can buy one of my own. I'd hate to lose Brad to you over a dress.
That's silly. He won't lose Brad to me.
Yeah, well, see that I don't.
That was my first hint that something was happening. Changing.
Hi, Donna.
Hey, Jack. What's up to?
I don't get to Wits End a whole lot because, you know, I'm working at that pizza place after school, but I just thought I'd stop in and see who's here.
Oh.
I was looking all over for you at school today.
I was there.
Yeah, but you're always talking to somebody. I guess people really like that dress you had on Friday night.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I got a lot of compliments today. I didn't know I had so many friends.
Boys too, huh?
Even guys who are a couple of years older than me. They always treated me like a little kid before. And now...
You're growing up.
Now, Jack, I'm no more grown up than I was before Friday.
I know, but that dress...
Hi, Donna. Well, it's good to see you again, Jack.
Don't you think Donna has grown up a lot, Mr. Whittaker?
Jack!
You have!
Absolutely. You know, I think Donna's becoming a very attractive young lady.
You don't have to say that, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, I'm only saying it because it's true. So, what can I get you to?
What do you want, Donna? My treat.
Really? Just a soda.
Two, please.
Coming right up.
Jack.
Donna, you're not a little girl anymore. You might as well face it.
Yeah? Maybe it's time I did. Let's see. Where's that dress?
Donna, when I said you needed to face growing up, I didn't mean you had to go buy new clothes.
But I want to. I want something that makes me look grown up, like the other girls wear, for school. Here it is. What do you think of this outfit?
That's nice, but isn't that a little skimpy?
Skimpy? Andrea Williamson wore something just like it last week.
I know, it's just kind of low-cut and thin. I mean, if your dad had a problem with that dress on Friday, he won't like this.
Well, I'll figure that out later.
Later?
Yeah. I'll just do what I did at the banquet. Wear it under my jacket until I get to school. That's all.
Donna!
What's wrong? Everybody wears this kind of thing. Why do I have to be different?
But your parents...
My dad said he's got to get used to me growing up. How else is he going to get used to it unless I start dressing grown up?
Or acting grown up.
Wait here while I try it on.
All right. Oh, brother.
Poor Jack. He tried to be responsible, but I had my mind made up. I don't know what I was thinking. I guess I was caught up in the idea of being an adult, of looking really cool and stylish, and having people treat me differently than they did before. I always thought I was plain and boring, but I started to feel, well, accepted. But that's when things took a turn for the worse. I got up the next morning and put on my new outfit, and then put on my jacket.
I thought you were acting kind of funny.
I kept thinking that you and Mom knew somehow, that you'd ask me to take my jacket off.
We left in such a hurry, we didn't have a chance.
I made it to school, and everybody reacted better than I could have imagined. They sort of gushed over the outfit, how pretty it was, how nice it made me look. And I thought I found the secret to happy living. Then Brad Kennedy came to my locker to talk to me.
Brad Kennedy?
Yeah. Pass the salt, will you?
What did he want?
Well, just to talk and to ask me out.
What? But he's going out with Shannon.
Not anymore. He said they broke up and he wants to talk to me about it.
Oh, brother, that's the oldest line in the book. Besides, you can't go out with him. Your parents don't let you date.
We're just gonna meet at Wits End. It's not a date. Good grief, Jack. What's your problem?
Nothing. It's only,
spit it out.
It's just that... Donna, I know you've been real excited about your new clothes and stuff, but I don't think you understand what's happening.
Well, you said it yourself. I'm growing up.
Well, it's not just that. You see, I hear a lot of the guys talking about you.
The guys are talking about me?
But it's not the kind of talk you want. They think, well, because of the way you dress, that, you know, you'll go out with them and...
And?
Don't you see? You're dressing like the kind of girls they want to go out with, but they don't really respect.
What are you talking about?
People have always liked you, Donna, because you're special. You didn't dress or act like everybody else. You had your own rules. Good rules. Because of church, because of your parents, but now it's like you're trying to give all that up just to be like the other girls.
You're crazy.
I'm telling you the truth. I like you, Donna, and I don't want to see something bad happen to you.
Bad? Come on, Jack. Seeing Brad at wit's end isn't so bad.
Good grief, Donna. That's not what...
I have to go to class. Thanks for the advice, but I think I'm old enough to figure these things out for myself, okay? Thanks anyway.
My daughter, full of her extensive wisdom and knowledge, went to wit's end after school where she waited for Brad Kennedy.
Do you want some more water, Donna?
Huh? Oh, no thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
I guess whoever you're waiting for is late, huh?
Yeah.
Say, is that a new outfit?
This? Yeah, I bought it yesterday.
Ah, it's very modern.
Thanks.
Well, just shout if you want anything.
Uh-huh.
Well, if it isn't Miss Double-Crosser.
Huh?
Don't hum me, Donna. You're waiting for Brad, aren't you?
He said he wanted to talk to me, and I thought...
Sure he did. You and my boyfriend were going to have a little chat at wit's end.
He said you broke up.
Well, we got back together. No thanks to you.
What?
You heard me. You parade yourself around, and you think you're something special, and you're not. Do you hear me? You're not so special.
Shannon,
Shannon, what's this all about?
Just keep clear, Donna. Keep clear.
Shannon?
It's nothing, Mr. Whitaker. I'm done. Nice to see you.
What in the world? Donna? Donna, are you all right?
Of course I wasn't all right. And it took me a little while to calm down enough to tell Mr. Whitaker what happened. I don't know why I told him. Probably for the same reason we always tell him things. We trust him.
So now you've seen both sides, is that it?
What do you mean?
Well, you like the feeling of looking like they do in the magazines or some of the girls at school. But you didn't know there was a price tag with it.
Not really.
That's one thing people just don't talk about much. You see, the things we say and do are only a couple of the ways we communicate with each other. The way we dress tells people a lot about us, too.
No kidding.
God wasn't making up stories when he said in the Bible that he looks on the inside of the person while man looks on the outside. It's a fact. We look at each other and make judgments based on what we see. You wear an outfit like you have on today, and for better or worse, you're telling people something about yourself.
But I wanted to tell them that I'm grown up, that I know what's going on.
But you don't know what's going on, Donna. How could you at your age? You don't know what kind of effect certain rather skimpy outfits have on the guys who look at you, or what they tell the girls about your morality or beliefs. That's why the Bible tells us to dress modestly. We want people to get the correct impression of us, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's hard to do if you chase after the latest fashions and dress in a way that draws attention to the wrong things. Frankly, I'm a little surprised that your parents let you wear an outfit like this.
They didn't. I bought it without them knowing.
Huh, I see. I'm afraid that won't last long.
Huh?
Hi, Whit. I was just passing by and... Donna, hi. I didn't know whether you'd... Donna, is that a new outfit?
Yeah, Dad.
Please cover yourself up and come home with me.
George, before you...
It's all right, Whit. It's only a domestic incident. Let's go, Donna. Now.
Coming, Dad. Dad? Dad, aren't you going to say anything? Dad, I said I was sorry, and I really am. About buying the dress and not listening to you before, and... Dad? Boy, you must be really mad.
Mad? Donna, I'm mad, yes. You can count on that.
Maybe I should go to my room.
No, no. We're going to talk about this, all of it. But, more than mad, I'm hurt. I mean, the sneaking around, the deception... I mean, I'm surprised, and I'm just deeply disappointed. Even if you didn't agree with us, I thought you'd at least give us the chance to talk it through with you.
I know, Dad. I should have. But for once, I felt like I was my own person. Though that's kind of dumb, since I dress like everybody else. I felt grown up, Dad.
Donna, your mom and I try very hard to understand what you and Jimmy are experiencing. Do everything we can to treat you as grown up as you are. No more or no less. but we don't want you to grow up faster than you should. Take your time, Donna. There's no rush. Adulthood will come sooner than any of us expect anyway, okay?
Okay, Dad.
Good. Now, if you want to... Who could that be? Oh, hi, Jack.
Hi, Mr. Barkley. Donna left her books at Wit's End, and Mr. Whitaker suggested I drop them off. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
That's very kind of you, Jack. Thank you.
It was on my way.
On your way? Jack, you live on the other side of town.
Oh, yeah. I have to go to the mall for my mom, and I was wondering if Donna wanted to come along, unless she's on big-time restriction or something.
Jack, now isn't the best...
See, I heard what happened at Wit's End, and I thought maybe you might have something to take back, you know, to exchange. An outfit, maybe?
Oh, Dad?
Good idea. Very thoughtful, Jack.
I'll go get changed.
Just so you hurry.
Okay.
So, I guess you weren't real happy with Donna's outfit.
Not really. Tell me, Jack, honestly, what did you think of it?
Honestly?
Uh-huh.
Well, I like it a lot, but...
For all the wrong reasons. That's what I thought. Come on in, Jack.
That's the story.
Uh-huh.
And we all lived happily ever after.
Well, not quite. You and Jack left for the mall, and I sat down for a moment's peace. But it didn't last.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Jimmy.
Can I borrow a couple dollars?
I guess so. Why? What's the rush?
I'm going downtown with a bunch of the guys. We're going to get our ears pierced.
What?
Yeah, it's cool.
Wrong.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.